First of all, I wish I were in that room with the kids and the leader trying to explain this gospel we just heard. If we take the last part of today's gospel, this weekend's gospel, literally, we would all be handless, footless, and eyeless. There is a lot of exaggeration in the Bible, and perhaps the passage we just heard is the best example of that. It's called biblical hyperbole, biblical exaggeration. And like other Jewish rabbis, Jesus used exaggeration to make an important point. From the context of this passage today, the gospel passage, the point is this. We should cut off and tear out our minimalistic and exclusive attitudes. In one line, that's basically my homily and the message in the readings. We should cut off and tear out our minimalistic and exclusive attitudes. In Jesus' day, and even to this day, this is a revolutionary idea. Here is what Annie Dillard, a great American author, I'm not sure if she's Catholic, she is Christian because of what she says here. She wrote this years ago when women used to wear hats to church before Vatican II. In the Catholic Church, for the Methodists from Greensburg, a lot of women used to wear wide-brimmed hats 40-some years ago before we had the Second Vatican Council. And here's what Annie Dillard said. It is madness to wear hats to church. We should all be wearing crash helmets. Ushers should issue life preservers and signal flares. They should tie us to our pew, for the sleeping God may wake someday and take offense. Or the waking God may draw us out to where we can never return. I think Miss Dillard meant that going to church is a very dangerous thing. Let me say this again. Coming here to celebrate Eucharist on Sunday is a very dangerous thing. God may seem to be sleeping, but we should always be ready for something new and divine to happen while we are here. It happens out there, but in a very special way, it happens here when we are so focused on God's presence. And it might shake up our life. And maybe that's why some people stop going to church. It's a dangerous thing to come here and hear this message, the messages of Jesus, because it calls us to accountability. The best evidence of this is what Jesus does and says in the Gospels. His deeds and words were very revolutionary, especially in the middle of the Roman Empire and the state of the Jewish religion. Many people have had a revolutionary idea. Greek and Roman philosophers, the founders of our country. But Jesus had a number of revolutionary ideas, and here's a few of them. Forgive everyone, even your enemies. Love God, others, and self unconditionally. Be grateful about everything, even the bad and the hard. And finally, which is the focus of today's readings, be inclusive. Jesus believed that the Spirit of God was everywhere and in everyone. This belief was hinted at in the Old Testament. This weekend's Old Testament scripture from the book of Numbers about Eldad and Medad being filled with the Spirit, even though they weren't present for the ceremony, is a great example of that. And whenever I hear about Eldad and Medad, I remember my first years as a young priest. We started, in the parish I was in, the RCIA. The first time the RCIA was implemented in the parish, a Monsignor was the pastor and I was one of the two associates. So we did everything that we thought we should be doing. I'm sure we made a lot of mistakes that first year or two. We did the rites during Lent. Came time for the Easter Vigil. We did the Easter Vigil. And of course, during the Easter Vigil, people are initiated into the Catholic Church. We baptized the people that needed to be baptized. We confirmed the people that needed to be confirmed. And then, of course, after that, we did the prayers of the faithful, and everybody sat down and we took up the collection. And while the collection was being taken up, one of the ladies in the RCIA group came up to me and said, "Father Reggie, you forgot to confirm me." For some reason, she didn't get the message. She was in the group, but she didn't come up to be confirmed. So we had to stop everything. The ushers waited in the aisles, and Monsignor Portray was his name, came down, and we confirmed this lady outside of the normal ceremony, just like happened to Eldad and Medad. Thinking about inclusivity this week and preparing my thoughts for this weekend, I was more aware of the times I have excluded others and been excluded by others. More than I thought. Let me give you one very recent example. Oktoberfest is going on this weekend in Hayes, where I am now semi-retired. Following the initial ceremony for which I did the opening prayer on Friday, it was time for lunch. After I got my food and drink, I sat down in the middle of strangers to eat. The two guys on my left were cordial, but got up and left as soon as they were finished eating. I had introduced myself to them. I was wearing my Roman collar, but the conversation was minimal. And they left. The three women on my right continued their private conversation immediately after I introduced myself to them. I was feeling alone and isolated, minimally, of course, at the table, not sure if it was because I was a priest and these people weren't Catholic, or because I was a vulgar German descendant and they were not. Anyway, last night after Mass, this lady came up to me and she said, "Father Reggie, I can't believe that anybody from Ellis County would not have said hello and had a good conversation with you." And I told this woman, these people weren't from Ellis County. They were from, I won't say where. Anyway, I told her, I said, if they had been from Ellis County, they would have offered me a beer. How inclusive or exclusive are you? Do you really believe that the Spirit of God is everywhere and especially in everyone? Are you immediately and spontaneously inclusive when you meet new people? Especially if they are different than you. Are you? Really? One of the major issues in our country right now is inclusivity. Even though we've had Christianity for 2,000 years, we're still struggling with being inclusive. How inclusive are we? Even after all these years, how inclusive and respectful are we of women? Even in America, the gripping Senate hearing on Thursday with Judge Brett Kavanaugh and Dr. Christine Ford, and now the FBI investigation, is at least in part a struggle to address this question, isn't it? Isn't it at least in part about inclusivity and the abuse that's happened to women over the years because of men not including and respecting women? Isn't this a big part about what's going on? And of all things, we hear this gospel this weekend in the middle of what's going on in our country. What a great thing for us to hear. In conclusion, Jesus' ideas are still revolutionary today. So the next time you come to church, don't forget to wear your crash helmets.